I extended it. All right. So this one is in Spanish, but I think I can translate.
Really?
Platicando con la. So it's
with.
Yeah.
With the
placating? With, is that like placating or something?
Platicando means talking, like having a conversation with your significant other, and you're being very sincere. Actually, I can. We don't necessarily. I don't necessarily have to show, but let me see here. Pregunta. Is that question?
De adultos.
We're adults.
Cuatro hombres con los que te gustaría acostarte.
And he's asking her, what four men would you like to have sex with?
Ay, ¿qué te pasa?
And she's like, what's wrong with you?
¿Cómo que hay 20 años de matrimonio?
¿Me molestamos? He's like, look, we've been married 20 years. We're mature here.
Otro nivel de nuestra relación. Ya basta. Vamos.
No, porque te vas a rayar. No,
come on. And she's like, I can't tell you because you're going to get mad.
Yeah, he's like, well, come on, let's go.
Me subestimas. Nada que ver. Dale, cuatro.
Right. He's like, come on, tell me.
No te vas a rayar.
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah. William Levy.
So she starts naming famous, famous. He's like,
Aquaman.
So she's describing, you know, sexy man, and then she's gonna say Aquaman.
El melonudito ojos verdes, ese, uff. Y obvio Brad Pitt.
Así and Brad Pitt, she said.
Really, Brad Pitt? But, he's still a thing, huh?
Well, look at her age.
Yeah,
and I
then,
can't.
So then, she looks older. Yeah. So then she asked him, okay, now you.
Nah.
He's like, no.
Obvio.
You won't get mad.
Dale. La vecina de arriba.
It's like the neighbor upstairs.
Tu prima Zulma.
And she's like, he's like.
And your cousin.
Your cousin Zulma. He starts mentioning people that everybody that they know.
Like right now, yeah, that are
everyday
legitimate,
people.
Yeah.
No. Los hombres somos así. O sea,
he's like, men are like that. No.
Sencillos.
We're simple.
Con los pies en la tierra.
With feet on earth. You know, not thinking big.
Con la Zulma?
She's angry about their cousin.
Yeah.
She's like, go to hell.
And she got mad.
Liar. She's out of the car.
She's a liar.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I like
you know he totally set that up that way though and played it just like that just to do that to her.
But it does bring a point. He does mention something, right? Because he didn't specify, you know, making famous people, right? He says, what four people? You know, we've been married 20 years. Come on, So, and then she's like, no, you're going to get mad.
Yeah.
And then when he says the names.
Heidi doesn't have one, but I would have said something like, yeah, your sister.
Yeah.
Your best friend. Your other best friend.
And then because she dreams big, right? She's thinking big. And then he's like, you know, men are simple. We got our feet planted on the ground. We're realistic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did he say something about grandioso? Like, he doesn't need to do anything grand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't need to think. We don't think big like that. We're just
that's so funny. Last night we had some couples over at the house that I've been super excited about getting all together, and Ron DeSantis came up. Papa Ron.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, Papa Ron. I was like, Ron DeSantis. And the one couple's 16-year-old was sitting at the table, and she's a huge Trumper, huge Trump girl, and big time Christian, like Christian, like you guys Christian, you know, as far as some of the beliefs with things, and love them. They're wonderful, wonderful family. But and so I looked at her because she's at the table. She's the only kid sort of speak at the table. And I said, excuse what I'm about to say. And I'm like, but Ron DeSantis gives me a girl boner. And, and I said, when he gets into his politics talk and all that. And so, today, I'm like, that's like, he's like one of my kitchen passes. And it's not even like a looks thing as much as it is just like a politic, like the way he speaks and the way he handles things politically and all those things. It just, it gets me excited. On different, obviously not necessarily sexually, but you know the joke.
No, sexually being. Too. Sexually, that's not.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there's a piece of that too. But
there's that.
Yeah. I mean, some guys go, well, they love a really intelligent woman. I met somebody once that said, I love sitting down. I find myself very attracted to women that are very successful and business-minded and intelligent. Like, that's something that he finds super attractive, more so in some ways than, like, he's willing to overlook some physical attributes, not all of them, but some of them, when they're intelligent. This friend of mine from many years ago.
He's lying.
And because he had, well, because he divorced a trophy wife. He divorced a woman that was like nothing but looks. Well, that's all it was about. Yes. There wasn't. And so for him, he realized that that wasn't going to do it for him. And he wanted that, you know, that an attractive woman, but she didn't have to be a trophy wife as long as these other things were there as well, kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's totally my thing for Ron DeSantis. I'm like, that would be my kitchen pass. And then so today, Jeremy and I said,
I'll pass.
Did that upset you? Like, I don't want to offend or upset. And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, just making sure.
No, as long as you don't get offended when he says your cousin.
His is, yeah, right. Yeah, which cousin? I'd be like, which cousin you want? Let me help you out. No, I'm kidding.
Hello.
I know better. I know better. Look at his face. He even, yeah, see, there you go. He knows better.
I have a question for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here's a question. The politicians, female politicians that you find hot. They can be Democrat or Republican. Or Republican.
I'm trying to, I don't know a whole lot of them to begin with, but I know Tulsi Gabbard. She's very attractive. She's young. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know.
I know Tim's got a thing for
AOC. I don't
know. AOC, but I'm like, eh, I couldn't. Yeah. You know,
I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but I mean, it's not like it would be my first choice.
Yeah.
What about Kristen Noem from South Dakota? Have you ever seen her?
Never seen her.
I'm looking at her.
Throw a picture up on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
Kristen Noem, you said?
Yeah, I think it's Kristen.
K-N-O?
No, it's
N-O. Carrie Lake here. She's got that short haircut thing going on.
I said Carrie Lake's pretty, but the short haircut totally turned him off. He does not do short hair.
Never mind. Yeah. Carrie. Hold on. Who is this?
Her.
Yeah. She looks attractive.
Freaking hot.
Hot. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get a better picture for him.
Yeah. But yeah,
I think what's her name from Alaska when she was younger. Right now she's not aging
Palin.
Well. Palin.
Palin. When she was younger, like right now she's
aged.
She's not aging well. Is that what you're saying?
The one that I always what's her name? Celine. I was Celine in the movies, but what's her name on
Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale is when it is his. Like
Yeah. So like that's your.
That's,
you know,
his.
Heidi would be like, you know what? If she gave you the time of
Heidi
day,
would do it.
Heidi would be
can I please watch? Can I please? Yeah, I told
You're
him
disgusting.
When he told me that, I was like, I think in that moment, I told him, I go, I think in that moment, we should do that together.
Hey, if you can talk her into it, okay, whatever.
See, okay, but that explains. See, I think that is more common with women. Because I think women's sexuality is fluid.
Yeah.
Whereas men, I don't think men are like, you know, there's no guy that you could bring that Jeremy would be, unless it's, you know what I mean now. What's his name?
Ron Deadpool. DeSantis. No, I'm kidding.
I've never seen a guy that I would be.
Yeah.
Exactly. But there's a lot of women who are like, oh, she's freaking hot. A lot of women will find, you know.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of women that I look at and go, yes, but for whatever reason, there's something about her, listening to her speak.
I have a thing for the British.
The accent, and she's beautiful. Yes. And she's just got that whole package where it's like, yeah, if I was going to go and do that, we're doing that.
I was watching a YouTube video, and they were going through the women of the Marvel Universe, right? All the superheroes, right? They had Scarlett Johansson.
That was mine right there. Scarlett Johansson is
no,
mine.
No, she
thicker,
she wouldn't
thicker,
she wouldn't
not
hit the
skinny one.
She got thicker.
Well, no, she got skinnier. I like the thicker version of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't crack my top ten. She probably wouldn't even crack my top 20.
You know who another one is on his list?
What?
I love, but I love her in a different. I see her and love her in a different way. But I do. I totally understand the attraction for him. She's not. I mean, is My Fair Lady?
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn is another one of Jeremy's.
That's a classic, though.
Yeah,
if you're going to go back then. That's the classic.
Yeah, the classic. You know, but that's another one on his. Like he was like, oh my, she's just.
What's the one where she's the
Elizabeth Taylor classic?
The golden
Liz Taylor.
I don't. Liz Taylor would not be on my list. Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think, with that's her like archetype, right? The hair and you know just the whole.
She does that in My Fair Lady.
I don't think I've seen My Fair Lady.
What? I have it. We. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Who's the girl? Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So they were going through the Marvel, the women of Marvel, right? And it was. Yeah. I think out of the entire list that I saw, I think Evangeline Lilly was probably the most attractive
for
me.
Who did she play?
The Wasp. Yes. Yeah.
So she reminds, you know who reminds me of her? The girl that came out in the Top Gun, the younger version of, what was her name? The new Top Gun?
We haven't seen the new Top Gun yet.
We bought it
and it's been sitting and waiting for us to watch.
Oh, you guys gotta watch it. No, I forget her name. Yeah, what were you gonna say, Jerm?
But I just, all the women that they pulled up is like, yeah, you know, that she. So in the first Ant-Man movie, I saw her and I'm like, ew, because she had that short haircut. I was like, that is complete boner killer for me.
It's
like,
yeah, see, I'm the same way as you. I can't
forget
do short.
It. But in the second movie, she had the hair grown out and I was like, there you go. And apparently third movie, they chopped her hair off again or they screwed up her hair again. I'm looking at her like, what the, have you guys seen the trailer for third Ant-Man?
No, I didn't even know there was a third. No,
yeah, I was like,
I did it. It looks good.
Her hair. I'm like, oh my god, they screwed her hair up again. So I don't know, but she was also in that that robot boxing movie with Hugh Jackman. What was that called? Steel, Real Steel.
Yeah,
Real Steel. She was in there, and she was very, very attractive in there as well.
Jennifer Connelly.
Oh yeah, she
Jennifer
was in
Connelly's pretty.
Hulk, Incredible Hulk, or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah,
and she's aging very well.
The Mantis. She played the rope Thanos's, not Zoe, the other one. She was in Jumanji, the redhead, English redhead.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what is her name?
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Oh.
She's in Jumanji
Yeah.
Oh my, I can't believe I can't remember her name. She's cute. She's a lot younger, obviously. Evangeline Lilly and Kate Beckinsale, they're a little more my age.
Yeah.
Right? Not being.
Yeah. I told him, I said, actually, Connor. Connor's like, unfortunately, Dad, you're screwed because you're too old for Kate Beckinsale. Apparently, she likes him like 20 years younger than her.
Yeah, she was with that dork from Saturday Night Live.
I thought she was also with. What's his name? That did the movies, That 70s Show. What the hell is his name?
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, I thought
Demi Moore.
I know Demi Moore was with Ashton Kutcher, but Demi Moore's not one of yours? Like back when she had long hair?
She's
like,
probably 10 years older than me, so she's...
I know, but she's still...
She was...
I mean, Audrey Hepburn is like...
Well, yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, grandma age, but that's... I mean,
the classic look, you know, or anything else.
He likes the dark hair, the redder hair, the reds. He likes those reds and darks.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty true representation also of just that whole male-female dynamic of, well, you promise you're not going to get mad? And then they're going to get mad. Right. It doesn't matter what you say. I mean, quite frankly, even if he just went through, maybe he went through people that weren't close to, you know, necessarily in their circle. I think that she probably at some point would have gotten pissed off about something. Maybe not in that moment, but later. I mean, how many times do you hear men and women go, really? Like, you're angry about me talking about this woman from 20 years ago that has nothing to do with me and will never have anything to do with me, and now you're mad about this? You know, so I think you see that more often than not, where women are like, no, I'm not gonna get mad, tell me it's and just, then they just get pissed off
it
anyways.
It just helps solidify the idea that women are liars. I won't get mad. Well, tell me. Oh, I hate you.
I don't know if necessarily it's because they're lying. I think we said this many times.
Their intention is good, I think.
I don't think they know what they want. I think women will say things and they're sure of themselves. That's why I said one of the topics was going to be, men underestimate themselves while women overestimate. And this is one of those examples, is because I think it's they don't know what they want, but they'll say it confidently and be like, well, no, yeah, I want a nice guy who this and that. And then you look at the type of people that they date, and it's the complete opposite of what they date. You know what I mean?
Like Tim. It's not just a girl thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a girl and a guy. I think that's a two-way.
Yeah, it's a both thing, right?
But I would say in general, I think it's more common in women. And I say this because, again, I see right now, I don't know how I got into the TikTok algorithm where I'm seeing a bunch of, maybe it's because we're talking about it and TikTok's listening to me, where I'm starting to see a lot of the relationship type videos. And, you know, where a guy approaches, the girls and asks them, what do you think about this? And like I was saying earlier, with the conversation of, well, what kind of man do you want? And, you know, I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to do this. I'm not. And at the same time, they date shitty men. And it's obvious.
I was just going to say that, too. Yeah. I think that they have this image or they have this thought of what they want, but they haven't experienced anything to know what they want. I think that's a lot to be said too. They jump all in feet first. Let's rush into this. I mean, I've been guilty of this where I'm like, oh yeah, I think this is everything I want. I jump all in feet first. I go for it. And then I realize, whoa, wait a minute. What was I thinking? This is definitely not what I really want, or this isn't what I was thinking I wanted, or whatever the case was. I also think a lot of women, I don't know if overestimate is really the right word or underestimate is, but I think that they go, oh, well, you made the comment, well, I deserve this.
Yeah.
And they think they deserve this, and it's up here. And it's like, yeah, but you're not up here. So how can you say you deserve this if you're not there? And it's more than just money or more than, whatever. Like, it blows my mind, women that can't keep a house, can't cook, or won't do either, but yet they deserve to be a housewife with a man that makes so much money that she can be a housewife and live to these high expectations and standards. It's like,
I've heard the argument for the, I don't know if you want to call them trophy wives.
Yeah.
That's more of a trophy category. Well, if you want me to look like this all the time, you need a house cleaner to come clean the house and do the dishes so I can go to the gym and work out 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
I marry you. I got to go to work all day to pay for somebody else to clean the house and everything while you go to the gym and flirt with everybody there.
Yeah. Show your ass off and look for the next
bad deal.
And look for the next guy that's going to come along and make $5,000 or $10,000 more a year whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But see, if the guy were to object and say, well, no, I don't like this, he's immediately looked as, oh, well, you don't have confidence or you're insecure. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy objects to that kind of arrangement, no, this is not how this shit works. And, you know what I mean? Like, I was having this conversation with Sammy last week, and she, I mean, she was on the show. Obviously, she knows that it happened. So it's not like I'm saying anything that revealing anything here.
Yeah.
And I started the question off by saying, well, what is an obligation that men have? Right. And she's typical of the woman response. Quickly, they'll say, oh, well, he needs to do this. And look, Sammy's going to join us. Maybe she can defend herself. And,
cool.
There is no defense for Sammy. I don't know what you're saying.
This is awesome. I love it. Oh, so perfect. Sammy. Perfect timing, Sammy Joe.
Hey, Sammy Joe. Good. I can leave. I'm out. Bye.
No, I was just talking about you. I think your ears were
literally
ringing.
Just talking about your last conversation with him.
My ears were burning. My ears were burning. I don't know.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
So
she's like, my ears are burning. I got to get on the call. I got to get on the pod.
So it's a good thing that you joined. That way you can defend yourself if I'm lying here. But no. But so I asked the question. Hey, you know, what is an obligation for the man, right? And I think Samantha was like, well, you know, one of those was be a provider, right? And yeah, I agree with that. A man needs to be a provider, a protector, you know, those, and men know this universally, right? In general, are there men who don't, you know, who don't live up to that? Yes, there's a lot. And I'm not defending any of that. But then, I posed the question the other way, was like, well, what's an obligation for a female? And her face immediately told me that the question in itself is offensive. And it's like, wait, what do you mean obligations that a woman has? Like, you ain't gonna tell me. But and again, I'm not saying that this is unique to her. I think this is in general how women will respond. They are quick to say, yeah, man has obligations. I don't have any. You know, well,
I talk to a lot of people that feel that way. I think it's generational. Absolutely. But I mean, what, like, if so you guys, I mean, Saul, Jeremy, you two, like, what is the obligation for your woman? What would your Sammy Joe came back real quick to, like, provide for the family, protect me, defend me, whatever. But what's your answer when you, like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? I have what I think you're going to say. So I'm curious. Yes. Okay. Say it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Say it. Say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. He's making say the, it.
Finger.
He's making the sex.
What is she hinting? I don't know.
Jeremy's making the sex. The sex. The sex gesture. Symbol. Yeah. Whatever. With so here, his hands.
Yeah. So my. And that's not just marriage, right? It's girlfriends and everything, right? We in society we have an agreement that if we are married, I am only allowed to do certain things with you.
Right.
And if I want to do those things and you don't, or are holding, the worst thing I think is that you can even do is make it like a reward. Oh, well, I'll do that tonight. Do X, Y, and Z. It's like, no,
fuck that.
Right. That's not how this works. Right.
I know a lot of people that do that.
It's not a treat that you get to.
I know a lot of people in their marriages that do that. They're like, okay, well, he just went out and did this. So now I have to give a blowjob. I mean, for lack of a better way.
Well,
he just did this. Now I have to give a blowjob. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, that's, and it's like, oh yeah, I reward him, and this is how I reward him. So he will do this.
That is
this,
so wrong.
And I do this, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, I don't. Oh my God! But, if that was the case, we'd be screwed as women.
See, I think the issue is
I think not that it's right, but I think there is some like validity to certain things because we are very, we don't have to be, and maybe we can aspire, we talk about like the best way to be, but like we are very transactional and that's kind of, whether it's like that inside joke or that kind of funny thing to say,
I think women want
the transaction.
I was just going to basically say,
I feel like sex is our job.
Look, let me put it this way. Women are,
and that's where it comes from. Because it's like, if this is my job, then like pay me for it.
Women are transactional. The problem is that they don't want it to be said out loud, and they don't want it to be an expectation on them as well, right?
Because I'm a lady,
right?
Yeah. That if you make it a transactional out loud, then you're a whore, right?
Right. Exactly.
You're a prostitute. Right. But
which you've labeled on women to try to fuck with us, so it's like, no.
Wow. Wait, yeah, Jeremy, stop doing that.
What just happened?
I love it.
We're fighting. She's feisty today.
I love it. I feel like it's my part of my job to keep him happy. And well, I know I don't do a very good job
at
that sometimes.
You're looking at it as a job. It's not a job. It's part of our relationship.
Right.
Yeah, but there are sometimes where I don't have the energy to worry about any of that. But I know that I need to make sure I'm taking care of you. So like sometimes he'll be like, but what about you? I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm doing my job right now. I love you. I want you to be happy and I want you to be happy. And I don't have time for me to try to get in that head. So I'm just doing my job in that moment. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with me wanting to just take care of you because it's my job in this moment and I got other shit to do.
But I think Heidi, I totally agree with you. And I think for the verbiage, if we use the word like instead of job, but like you
want, you have a service, like, in which you put on yourself, which you want to provide. Like, it's a servitude for your husband, for your man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even though you don't feel a certain kind of way, you're like, I'm going to just do this for you because you know what? I want that for you. And I think that can be taken in a negative light too, where it becomes transactional, where it becomes more like, this is what I feel like I have to do, but you are truly, and I know you too, you're truly doing it because you love him and you want that for him. And you know that like that brings him joy, and maybe you are tired, but you're going to just do this and not get whatever you're, whatever you, you know, how it's going. But like the point is you want that out of a good space in your heart. And to the point where I think we're talking about too a little bit is where so many times it comes from not that place of just like, I really love this man. And like, I want to give this to him, even though I feel, you know, maybe not 100% or whatever, because I'm serving him. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this because like, I want those shoes tomorrow. And then that's how I'm going to get it.
So, and that's Sammy, true. I definitely don't do it so that he will do something for me. That's a joke.
That seems that's very a fucking one-sided, joke, so. Samantha. It's like you're offering something that he's not reciprocating or is unable to reciprocate. Is that how you feel?
The reciprocation, though, I think many times, if we're talking about, if we break it down, if we're talking about, and I mean, it varies for everybody, but like, for instance, like sex, a woman, I believe her mind has to be there. I can easily just be like, okay, you want this going on? Let's just do it, whatever. And can go, I have to be right to really get mine. Let's just, I'll put it for myself.
I'm with you.
So when you want, so it's like, if you want that and like, I just know like, hey, this is going to make, you know, tomorrow better for me. Then it's like, I'm kind of doing it for me, but I'm really doing it because I don't want an issue. Or you know what I mean? Like to the point of shopping or the point of if I do this or you know what? A man, he does the dishes. I might was maybe not feeling it, but then you know what? He did something like the dishes and I'm like, man, that was sexy. So I'm like, and I give him a little.
Oh, I'm not
it
like
made
that.
Me want to like, I don't know, suck some dick when I usually didn't maybe want to.
So that's so I hear a lot of women say that. See, that's not me. That's not my thought process. And that is definitely not my husband. I am if I'm giving. If when we're in that moment, whether it's because it's where he wants it or he needs it, or I mean, obviously men always want it, right? So, but exactly. I never,
true.
The one thing I've learned with this is at least in our marriage, and I know this is probably TMI, but if I think for one second that, giving him morning sex, for example, if I think in my head, now I'm going to get XYZ for the day, I am going to be disappointed. That is not how our marriage works.
Hold on. Did you just see how you worded that? Giving me morning sex?
But that's what I'm saying. That's kind of what they were saying.
You're
I don't think about it that way. I don't. If I did, I'm going to be disappointed because there's been plenty of mornings where I've taken care of his needs and I'm getting up and I'm doing what I've got to do. And he's in a shitty mood. It doesn't matter what I'm going to do or not do. His mood is not going to change and I'm not going to get whatever I just learned a long time ago that that's not how Jeremy is. So when I'm truly to Sammy Joe's point, I'm truly doing what I'm doing because I want to take care of my husband. And I know that he has needs and wants.
Right.
But I'm definitely not doing it because I have expectations.
Let me put it this way, Heidi. And I think both sexes show this, but in different instances. And where men show it is in this. And right now was a clear example of that. So why is porn very popular? Because porn presents a woman that's very non-realistic. This woman does not exist. Woman who wants it all the time as often as possible and you know what I mean, like wants whatever. Men are turned on by that. Men want get turned on by knowing that the woman wants it as much as he does. To turn on for men. When a woman is like, well, this is I'm doing my job and I'm, you know, I'm not in the mood, but whatever, total kill. This is why, even if you
that's why no one says that.
I would never say obligation. Oh my God, it's been a week and now I have to have sex with my husband.
Yeah, but I
know. Women don't say that.
It's the reality though.
Yeah.
But it's a reality.
Maybe like, some women don't
want it as often as men do. Women don't want it as often as men do. So logically, we can deduce that there are going to be some instances where she's not in the mood, but she's faking it.
Right.
And any man who doesn't understand that, I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Hello, it's well, not. But that's what you're, that's wrong. It's not faking it. It's not faking it. Faking it would be like, oh, I'm having an orgasm. I'm not going to fake having an orgasm.
You've never faked it?
I don't fake it.
No, I will sit there and not do anything and be like, all right. And it'll be like, thanks for doing
that.
Just
like a dead lump.
Got you.
Oh my
God. That's it. Like nothing happened for me.
No, I'm not a dead log.
I do my. You're sitting there being like, you're sitting there like this.
No, I'm with you, Sammy Joe. There are sometimes where it's just, let me please him. Let me please him. And let's move on because right now I'm not in my headspace. I'm totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not taking away from anything. He doesn't care that I haven't come. I took care of all of his needs. I've loved him.
Right.
And now I got stuff I've got to go do and take care of.
Right. So right there, that's what I
it's
guess
servitude.
I'm
like the
for
way
me,
I like the way Sammy Joe said it was servitude. That's yep.
For me, I understand. Right, that there is that men women don't want as often as men do. So I can logically say that there's been times where I've received it and she was probably faking it. I'm okay with that. You know, I don't care.
Okay, stop saying faking. What does that even mean?
Fake it. You're not in the mood.
So she orgasmed and she joked that she had an orgasm?
Yeah.
She faked an orgasm. Yeah. He's been with women who have faked orgasms.
Yes.
Trust me, that blew me away.
Yes.
Like, what?
And it's not, you act like you've never done it to men. Please stop with the women. You
no,
fake
I have
it.
Never faked an orgasm.
Why would I have to do that?
I agree. I've never faked an orgasm.
No, you just don't do anything. What are you talking
you fake
about?
It. It's okay.
What are
admit
you talking
it.
About? That's
I have
more
never faked an orgasm.
Be like, oh, I wonder if this sounds like the noises that someone would make. Like, no, yeah. That's so silly.
How uncomfortable. Could you imagine trying
like,
to?
I don't
that's
need
to
make you
to
feel better. I'm more like, let's just get this over with so we can
you
stop.
Should,
and like, all right.
You should make.
And this
it,
is like, was that good for you?
It's like, better. What is wrong with you? Like,
if anything, at the end, it's a lie. Like, oh, was that good? It's like, yeah, I gotta go. Like, no.
I'm saying with your significant
no
other.
Who hurt
okay
you, Sammy? Who hurt you?
There's nothing wrong
no,
with that.
No, but that's another thing. You don't fake it with your significant other either.
Wait,
what
do
you
want me to
about?
Fake
that
it? Would you want
it?
Me to fake it?
No, okay I'm not asking you to fake
okay,
it.
I know, but I'm just saying, would you want me to fake it?
No.
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 You would be insulted, I would think.
Saul's the one that's pushed. Got that.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Well, I just wanted another man's. I was just curious if it was all men or if it was some men.
It's a majority of men. And you know why? This is it's not rocket science. Most men, if the significant other, you know, if you say, oh, do you want me to fake it? I'm going to fake it right now. What guy would say, yes, I want you to fake it? No, again, it's something that's unsaid. But I'm talking logically here. Men want it more than women do. Therefore, are there going to be moments where she's not in the mood, but she's going to do it for the sake of the men? Yes.
Absolutely.
So then,
that's
not
faking. Stop
it.
Right there.
Yes.
I think there may be a communication issue here between you and Samantha.
Right.
When you say faking it, you're suggesting being in the mood to actually
being
do it, not necessarily
mood.
Faking an
yes.
orgasm.
Oh,
being
okay.
In the mood.
Okay.
What was that? Is that a
confusion?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way,
okay.
He's not in the mood.
Being
in life, yeah.
Hold on. Being in if a woman is not in the mood, is she going to orgasm?
Probably not.
Okay. So it's
no.
it one leads to the other. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But she's not be acting like she is.
She
should act like she is.
She should,
I have
but
absolutely
not say it and not ask her husband, do you want me to fake it? No, don't ask your husband, do you want me to fake it? Just fake it, ladies. Just fake it. It's okay. But don't be like
announcing. No, do
there,
not.
Okay,
fake
wait,
it.
Hold
incoming
on.
That is the worst advice
coming.
I've ever heard.
Yeah, don't fake
team
an orgasm.
Not, team
don't
fake, it,
fake an
team
orgasm.
Do not fake.
Yeah,
that's
do not
is
fake
so
an orgasm.
Unauthentic. That is like that is the cheapest. That's
I
no.
Found,
yeah.
I found the
why
next Salty Show merch
that?
T-shirt.
Oh, here it is.
Fake team it. Fake it.
Yeah. Team fake it. The Salty Show. Yes.
I guarantee.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so hold on.
But
a minute.
What about you makes you feel like you need that to whatever? Why would you want someone to fake it?
It's
like
a fan
where? Who
look,
hurt
again,
you?
I'm not hurt. If a girl tells me I'm about to fake it, here's my sign. I'm about to. Do I want that? No, I'm not going to be turned on by that. But if she does it and I don't know any better. It was great. It was great for me to see.
So,
okay, saying,
so
like, don't announce it.
I went through, I went through this period of time where I was like, and I go in and out. This happened. This is off and on where I go through these moments or these days, whatever, where I like every time I see Jeremy, I just want sex. But it doesn't mean that I can honestly say I don't orgasm every single time because it just didn't fit in the moment for whatever reason, whatever it was. But I was still, I didn't have to fake an orgasm. I was absolutely sincere and aggressive in wanting him and doing whatever. For whatever reason, I didn't orgasm. That doesn't mean I'm going to turn around and freaking fake my orgasm. I was not faking any of the rest of it. I was definitely wanting him.
I guarantee you, if you don't tell him, this is a test just for any woman. Just test this.
I wouldn't be comfortable even doing it. I don't even know how I would get into that.
I promise you, he's going to be like the happiest ever. He doesn't know. They don't. You act like.
But it's also based on a lie, Nelson. That's what. But you cannot do that. Why do you want to be based something that's supposed to be authentic on a lie?
Why not? Have you ever dressed up in a different outfit as a cheerleader? Are you really a cheater? Did you lie to get your...
Yes. Cheater or cheerleader? So let's do it.
You lied. You faked it.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I have not.
Halloween is not every day.
No.
All I'm saying is any person who dresses up and role plays just to, you know what I mean, like spice things up, that's fake. Yeah. But it's
I'm just curious.
Okay.
How do you not feel that it's fake? Like there's a difference in my orgasm and just in sex. Look, Jeremy's like, yeah. So how does she? I'm just curious. Now I'm straight up curious. I know. So that's why I'm like, I'm just straight up curious. Like, how it's different. Like she's not tightening and wetting and doing all the things down there. But she's making all the noises. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
The most ridiculous thing to say that you would just want her to fake it. Instead of being like, to Heidi's point, you can be into it. You can be
into it.
And like,
yes.
there's a thing where like, you can be into it. Like for women, it's like the I don't want to like be graphic here.
No,
but like
absolutely.
The pounding, the it doesn't have to be like she said, like this. Oh, this whole big coming thing for a woman, just like the intimacy and the bodies and the rubbing and stuff is very powerful. You don't have to have this thing to like be into it.
Great. Let me ask you a question.
Before you ask the question, all the women listening to this, if any of y'all are fakers, just please hit us up and let us know so you can put your two bits in. Because I'm dying to know how you fake it and make the whole thing real.
Look,
do your husbands
know the difference?
Just play along, right? Do they know that you're faking it and just play, whatever.
Saul says he doesn't know.
Done. Well, I'm sure there's...
Saul says he doesn't care. He just wants to feel like it's real.
Yeah, look...
All right, what's the question, Saul?
So here's the question. I'm dying. Samantha, have there been instances where you're not in the mood and you go through the actions?
Absolutely.
Okay. So did you say I'm not in the mood, but I'm going to go through this because you want it?
No, you do not say that.
You don't say it.
So aren't you? Isn't that a lie?
What is the lie that I don't want to do it? Was that asked of me? No, the ask was like, hey, let's go to the bedroom. And I say, okay. Was it like, do you want to do this right now? I would say no, but I will. But that's not the question. So don't ask a question that you don't want the answer to.
Amen.
One, yeah. And so if you don't ask
step
that,
one
if you just say, come to the room, I'm like, I don't want to, but I'm like,
if he doesn't ask and
he
makes moves, if he makes moves and you're not in the mood, you're not going to stop him. You're just going to go through with it even though you're not in the mood.
Yep. Right. Absolutely. Okay.
So again, to me, that's I equate that to if you're not in the mood and you're probably not going to orgasm, to a certain extent, you're just going through the actions, right? And to me, that's like, you know, women don't want it as often as men do. Men want it more often. Mm. Okay. I don't understand why. I think the issue here that, again, we're maybe fundamentally arguing is authenticity. You guys place a lot of emphasis on the authenticity of that. Whereas, men look at more of the results. So, because there are some women who will say, if I'm not in the mood, I won't do it ever. And it's like,
they're dumb.
Okay. You know,
they're dumb. And that's why I say, yeah, it might be a shitty, it might be a shitty thing, a shitty way of saying it. And maybe the people don't like the words. And I, so what? I don't care. But if your husband is in need or your partner, your part, not, and I'm not talking about these flings. I mean, like you are in a serious relationship or you are married and he has needs. I look, ladies, yeah, there's a servitude piece to it, but there's also a piece to it where that's your husband and it is your job. Just like there are certain things that are his job. And if you don't like the way that sounds, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say, but sometimes that's just what it comes down to. And if you don't want to own that responsibility of taking care of your husband in that way, then I'm sorry about your luck when he goes and he finds it from somewhere else, because somewhere else is going to take care of it. And that there's a, you think my husband wants to every single day listen to me gripe because I want him to go, I don't know, take care of the yard work or fix this or fix that, whatever. Right. No, but he's like, right now, this is just kind of my job for my family. Well, like, whether you like the way it's said or not.
Well, I think to the point that, you know, two people, it is rare, and I believe if you need me to pull the fact sheet, I can go ahead and try to find that, where two people are feeling at the exact same time, that same, the exact same percentage of like, we want to go, we want to do this thing. And so that just doesn't even happen that really. So in a marriage and in these long or just like, you know, relationships, it has to be intentional. And you have to understand that, like, you are not going to always feel like wanting to do it when your partner does it. It will be actually more or less of the times you feel like that's going to happen. And you do it because you want to, again, intentional about your relationship, foster that intimacy. And, you know, that's just a part of it. But it doesn't mean it's unauthentic. It doesn't mean that, like, You won't. Sometimes I'll be honest with you, and I don't know if it's like women or whatever, but there's sometimes, and I'll tell you this, my husband's like, you know, he's like, whenever we decide or whatever, he's like, we need to have sex every day. He's like, it's never a bad decision. It's like going to the gym. And you know what? I will say he is right, because I might not feel like it and I do it. And then after that, I'm always like, that was a good decision. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was pissed off about something. Right. And it's like always a good time. Yeah. You're not going to have a bad time. And that's the point. If you're having a bad time, you need to probably like evaluate what the fuck you're doing in general with your life and who you're with and a lot of things.
Right.
But also, I mean, so I'll take that with a grain of salt because, you know, our last conversation, you know, in general, my marital issues on the call last time.
Yeah, I had to remove, half of that conversation.
Take it.
Somebody was chiming in. I'm like, it was a
20 minute podcast.
We had serious drama on that call.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. But I mean, and you're right. You, to your point, it's been quite a few years now, as was reminded to me by my doctor recently, but a few years ago, I went to a doctor appointment and I take Jeremy to certain ones with me because I think that it's important. And I had made the comment to her, I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on right now, but my libido sucks. It is nothing like it was before. And what I like, help me. And so she's like, well, she suggested some things. And then she said to me, she goes, the other side to it is like, just start with, whether it's kissing or, and whether, whatever it is, but just start doing it. Mm-hmm. Because for a woman, and she said, she's like, for a woman, your hormones may be totally out of whack and be screwed up, which was one issue. But the other side of it was just do it. And your body is going to react if, like, because she could easily see how I felt about my husband. I mean, crying out loud. I'm bringing it up because I'm concerned and I want to make sure that something is corrected here, right? And she's like, everything else is going to fall in place. Just start. Whether it's start kissing, whether it's whatever it is, but just start and everything else will fall in place. And to Sammy Joe's point, yeah, maybe you have 100 excuses. Stop with the excuses and just start.
I think there's a term for that, you know, that might trigger Samantha here, which is fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I like that. I do like that, but not in the sense of faking my. I'm not faking my orgasm. I'm sorry, honey.
Heidi has gone down to the dark side, and she's on team fake it
not,
forever, Jeremy. Now you will never know what's really happening. The truth has been revealed.
No, he knows. Seriously. He knows. He feels it. He knows. He just said that. He's like, he'll know. If he knows because my body tells him.
when you know, when you're in with a long-distance relationship, and sometimes people, like, maybe, like, Saul don't know because he hasn't been with someone long enough to have that, but, like, when you do, then you, like, start realizing that fakeness to
fired.
It.
Shots
and
fired.
Then you'll be like, hey, you'll be like, wait, that wasn't, is she lying to me? If she can lie to me about this, what is she lying to me about our finances? It will go deeper than that. Like, you will not want that.
Wow.
You will not want that.
The money real fast.
That is way quickly.
Again, it's not that big a deal for me. Like, of course, I don't want her to tell me I'm faking it. That's stupid.
Christmas is canceled.
You never do that. You never fake it. I mean, you never say it. You never say it out loud.
But if she faked it and was like, oh, it's the best I've ever had.
By the way.
Hell yeah. I'm like, King Kong, man. You know what I mean? Like, I feel great. You know? It's a lot of it is just
role play. By the way, if anybody does not know the Christmas story from Saul, that needs to be its own special podcast.
Which one? What Christmas story?
That's one of my favorite stories you've ever told.
Christmas was canceled?
When Christmas is canceled, like one of my favorite stories. Like, it's hilarious.
I don't know if I don't think I've heard.
I don't know that I've heard. Christmas was just never.
Oh my gosh,
Christmas,
you guys, it's so good.
Oh, wait,
it's
are we doing that as a completely separate
relationship status?
No, I can say, we can say now. I'll tell you.
This could be like the Christmas episode. I mean, it's awesome. Like,
I'll say it right now.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
We're moving into the season, so do it.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you guys what happened. So, I was this girl had just moved in with me, her and her kids, you guys know that I didn't grow up celebrating Christmas, so I'm indifferent to the holiday, right? Like, I'm like, whatever, but you know, obviously, you know, I recognize that a lot of people grew up with it and whatever, so I went out and bought it, you know, did everything Christmas, you know, tree lights, presents, and you know what I mean, like I went all out, you know, because trying to make somebody, you know, feel special. Now this relationship was complicated from the get-go, but you know me, I you
hold
know
on
me.
Samantha,
so she's
cracking
muted.
Up
I have on just keep, just
I have
keep her
it's,
muted
it's so funny, like
it's not my proudest
so
moment,
good. I'm muting myself because I'm like
all right.
It's okay. Not my proudest moment, but it's the truth. So me and this girl had been having just a lot of fights. She didn't like some of my friends. In fact, she hated some of my friends, and she was trying to prohibit me from seeing these friends. And I'm like, no, this is not how this is gonna work. You're not gonna, you know, out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It wasn't really out of nowhere. She starts telling me, you're not gonna hang out. You're not gonna go there. You're not gonna go to that. Because there was a Christmas party with friends, and I was invited, and I told her, please come with me. I'm not going. I don't wanna go. And I go, well, I already told you that I'm going. So anyway, so I said, come with me. She's like, no, I'm, you know, I got to take care of my kids. And I'm like, she could have very well left her kids with her mom, but she didn't want to do it. She just wanted to not go. And I'm like, well, I'm going. And she's like, okay. And then I think that was earlier that day. I hadn't been home. And I got home. She wasn't there. And I was like, okay, we're fighting apparently. So I go to this, I end up going to this party, and this girl shows up. She shows up maybe an hour later after I had gotten there, and I'm hanging out with friends, whatever. And one of my friends come up to me and is like, Saul, do not get upset right now. Don't get upset right now. But she just walked in with her ex. Yeah. So this girl
to the party.
She shows
went
up to the party with her ex.
You're living with her and her
she's
children.
She's living
and
with
you
me.
Just...
And she shows up to this thing with her ex.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, what? So then I had to go see it for myself. So there in the and I, as soon as I see it, I'm like, okay. All right. This is how this is going to go. By this time, I'm drinking. I'm like, I'm going home. Went home.
Oh, shit.
I fucking unplugged the lights. I wrapped the tree. I threw it. My buddy's like, calm down. And I'm like looking at the present. I'm like, you guys want to, I don't know what kind of Game Boy I got, like this toy for the kids. I'm like, here. I'm like, no, she's leaving. I'm not dealing with this shit. And I canceled Christmas. Yeah. And I told her, I said, get out of my house. You're not playing this shit game with me. I'm not doing this. This fucking bullshit. Like, I was so angry. I canceled Christmas. I felt bad about it afterwards.
What about my other children? What about my other children? Yeah. The woman with the happy meals. And the
What about my five other kids? Right. Get their dads to buy them Happy Meals.
I was like, the next day, I'm like, yeah, I was drunk and I probably should have, you know, taken out on the kids. But
handle
you know
it
mean?
Better. Like, Saul, stop. Saul, you should have just faked it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Team fake it. Saul's on team fake it.
How is that? She showed
team
up with her.
Fake it.
Her
it's like, I went to my own house. I went to my own house. I pulled down every single Christmas thing in there. Mm-hmm. Christmas is canceled for these kids. Yeah. And like,
my friend is like, calm down, bro. Come. And I'm like,
wait,
I was
so you, wait, your, did your friend go home with
you? Woke up naked on the bathroom floor. Naked on the bathroom floor.
You're making up shit now. Okay, stop.
I woke up naked on the bathroom floor once, but
that was a different one.
Once,
you did something wild.
No, right,
this is cut.
I don't know what she's trying to do here. Rile me up.
No, but it's funny. It makes me laugh. Like I cherish these times.
Yep. She cherishes you.
Yeah. No, but yeah. So that's the Christmas story. I canceled Christmas that year.
Oh, I'd never heard that before.
What's funny is that she was livid, you know, and like obviously she moved out the next day. And by the time I got home from work.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. I thought we were never going to talk again. But yeah, we're friends now again. So, I mean, we're mutual, whatever.
What's his name?
Exactly. Fucking wild, man. I think she actually listens to the show, by the way.
No.
Oh, hi.
Did she fake it?
Yeah, did she fake it?
Send us an email. Did you again, fake it or did you not?
I totally want to know this. I want women to speak up for
this. We know you're listening in.
I'm sure she faked it. She never told me she did, but which I appreciate that. So thanks for never telling me you faked it.
Doesn't
and
matter.
And then doesn't matter how today. Sad you were.
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss, guys. I'm telling you.
Not ever.
But is it?
It is.
Not in a long distance relationship. I mean, not in like a, not in a long forever, distance. Not
a
in
long
a,
term.
Maybe in these little
long
like
term.
Tenderonis. Maybe with the tenderonis, but like.
Like Jeremy said, he would know. He would know. So.
What is a tenderoni?
Tinder girl.
Tinderoni. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
So that's actually, so for girls, it's your tenderonis, and for guys, it's your tenderellas, you know.
Tenderella.
Oh, okay.
Terms. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'd never heard those terms before. So.
I put two and two together.
I mean, I made it up,
yeah,
you know.
It was
so
totally,
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch is making
it. She just coined it. And she's.
Yeah, I coined it.
And she's going to copyright that shit, too. She's going to copyright that shit, too. Yeah, yeah.
Put it on Urban Dictionary. It's yours.
Hey, so I just saw you do that, and I keep talking to people, and I'm like, pound this, pound that, and
don't
they're looking at me
that.
Like,
don't
what's
pound
a pound?
That.
What's a pound?
Why are you saying pound? Hey,
that's what people say, and I was like, pound, you know, pound.
Yeah, it was,
and
pound
I show them, and they're like, no,
hashtag.
That's a hashtag. Yes. I'm like, it's not a fucking hashtag. It's a pound. It's a pound. Hit pound on the phone. Pound.
Oh,
like,
wow.
No, it's hashtag.
Pound so and star. It's not hashtag.
I get corrected all the time. All the time. They're like, you're old. Yep.
Stupid
okay.
Millennials
clearly.
Don't know shit about
that is
symbols.
Is that?
They're
millennial?
Not millennials.
Yeah, that's
who are
not millennial.
That's
that
like
was
Gen
after.
Z.
Yeah, that was,
I'm a millennial.
I'm sorry, Gen Z's. Whatever.
Yeah,
you're idiots.
They're millennials.
They're the people who are trying to tell us not to wear skinny jeans and like side parts.
Yeah.
Who, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. My kids right now are giving, you have like all. Why are you wearing a side part? I say, why are you wearing a butt cut?
Like, Jeremy, that's what it was ever, called.
Have
you
as
ever
a kid.
Faked it, Jeremy?
Faked
exactly. An orgasm?
Yeah.
How does a man
no,
fake an
how
orgasm?
Do you fake an orgasm? It's either there or it's not.
Well, it, she'll know unless she sees it, right? I mean, but so you've never
there's,
faked.
There's been a couple.
No.
There's been a couple where after
so
a while I'm just
like
forget it.
Coming?
I'm
yes.
leaving.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
yes.
not working.
No, are you kidding me? Well, you know the difference. You feel the man. If you better know your man well enough to know if they're faking it or not. They're, yeah. Everything tightens and constricts, and you feel it when they have when a man who has an orgasm. You
give
feel
us
it.
A science, Heidi. Give us
well,
a
see,
science.
Okay, so I'll tell you for me. Well, obviously,
the balls
I have
tighten
a condom
up,
on,
the-
right? you know, and so there's no like it's not you know what I mean like it's just not it's not gonna be anywhere. And so I have faked it where I'm like, okay, this is not working and I'm done. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done. And I'm just like,
Yeah. I mean, there's a point for whatever reason, right? It's just not working for you. You just got to cut bait, man. You can bait all night long.
Well, Saul fakes it. Jeremy, there's been times.
He said he just he's
he just faked it.
I act like it. I came in it, and I just like I have before. Yeah. I don't do it all the time, but I have when I've been in.
Are
in
you
a situation
like? Are you like?
This is great. I gotta let me go throw it away. Yeah, I'm like, this is not working. I gotta leave.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No. There's been times where Jeremy's like, "Yep, not happening." I'm like, "Okay, not happening."
Yeah, you know whether it's just. Had too much to drink or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and he didn't leave me hanging. He took care of it. So it's the same thing that I'm saying with him. Like, I'm not going to fake it, but I'm going to take care of my husband. And he's done the same thing for me where he's like, yep, not happening, but he still takes care of his wife. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I think that the best way a man can take care of his wife is, you know.
Oral? Or anal.
What's the word? It's like, this is a term. It's like, go down before you, whatever.
It's conversation.
Hit the town. I don't know.
Go down before you hit the town. I've never heard that.
I don't know. No, it's something else. It's like, I forget.
Well, obviously, you want to do that before you start slapping body fluids around, right?
I don't know. Just for our listeners, this is an X-rated.
Depends on who you are.
X-rated salty show.
Yeah, we need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast that says, Mom, Dad, don't listen.
Quick. Yeah.
Fast forward. Skip this one.
Yeah.
I don't know what was talked about before this, but clearly this needs to be labeled Team Fake It.
I'll tell you caption. What we started off on. I'll tell you because you might appreciate this. So I was showing them a video of a girl of a couple, right? So the
in Spanish, yeah,
in Spanish, but it really doesn't matter, right? It's universal. So the guy asked the girl, he's like, hey, look, we've been married 20 years, we can be honest with each other, we're both mature. He's like, you know, four people that you would like to have sex with, you know, go to town with.
Four.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He said four.
And so don't she's like, it. No, you're gonna get she's like, you're gonna
don't
get mad.
Do it. It's a trap.
She's like, you're gonna get mad. I can't tell. He's like, no. Look, we're both mature here. You know, just come on, just tell me. So she's like, okay. And she starts naming, you know,
that's
celebrities.
What people say who aren't mature.
You know, she says Brad Pitt, Momoa, you know,
Aquaman.
And so he's like, oh, okay. And then they're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever, you know. And then she's like, well, what are yours? And he's like, no. You know, you got to tell me. He's like, okay, fine. He says, the neighbor upstairs, your cousin.
Your cousin, yeah.
And he starts naming me all her family.
Oh, she got my God. She gets mad and gets out of the car.
Yeah, they were in the car for him. I've had people say that before. They're like,
that's
wait a minute. If your wife, I mean, if you're seriously talking through this, right, why would you choose these people that you're never going to meet?
Exactly.
Why don't you say, oh, well, yeah, the hottie next door. You know,
right.
You make it somebody feasible. If you're actually going to cash in on the, what do you call it, a kitchen pass?
Kitchen pass.
If you're actually going to cash in on a kitchen pass,
that's how we led into this conversation.
Like, oh yeah, the bartender at the local hangout that we go to.
I don't have anybody like that. That's my problem. Is I don't have anybody like that. I was working with this guy for 3 years.
Kind of gross.
I was working with this guy for 3 years, and a young lady working for me one day goes, he is really attractive, and I looked at him and go, oh yeah, I can see how he's attractive, but I just didn't see that. Like I don't. And I this call me whatever you want, but
Prude.
Jeremy,
Prude. What?
Jeremy, there's something.
Liar.
This has never happened
Faker.
To me in my life.
Or
this has never happened to me in my life before. But with there's just something about my husband that I'm not at that point yet where I look at another man and I find him attractive. And then now with that, I'm gonna say this. Just recently in September, Labor Day weekend. I took the kids. Oh my God, if he ever listened to this, I would be so embarrassed. But I took the kids for an orthodontics check. And there was an orthodontist doctor that was there. And Dr. Christensen was there.
Oh, dear Lord.
And Samantha, my girlfriend who was with me, was like, he is so hot. Obviously when we left. But the girls that I'm talking to him, and I realized, I looked at him and go, oh my God, you did my son's braces. Okay, so I went through like 2 years of meeting with this guy, with while Connor was getting his braces done. I saw you. And I, again, never noticed this. Samantha says, as we get in the car, Samantha's like, he's really hot. And I thought about it for a minute. I was like, yeah, I could see how he's a good looking man. Like, I could totally see how he's a really good looking man. And she said, how did you not see that while we were talking to him? And I'm like, I mean, he wasn't disgusting, but I also wasn't like, oh, let me go jump his bones, whatever. And obviously Samantha's the girlfriend that was in town visiting. But I came home. And I was like, you know what? Connor's old orthodontist, he's not a bad looking guy. And I'm telling Jeremy about it. But I just, there hasn't been somebody that was like, oh yeah, I could do that in my life since Jeremy's been in my life. If that makes sense. I just haven't had that. I have Papa Ron. I mean, of all people, right?
It's, yeah.
I never understood the Brad Pitt
he's
thing.
He's 2,000 miles that way. Yeah. I don't have anything to worry about.
I never
it's
understood.
The guy next door that's 200 feet away. I got to worry about.
Yeah, but see, that just hasn't been me in the past. That's not who I was in the past.
Do you think it's because, in general, for the most part, women to feel that type of way, it's more. There's more time, right? In order to feel sexual desires for a person, you have to have an emotional connection to the person in general, right? Of course, if they're famous or whatever. You think that's why?
I don't know, because I worked with another gentleman for, like I said, 2 or 3 years, and somebody else made the comment he was a good looking guy, and I look at him like, yeah, you're right, he's a really good looking guy. But I worked with him for a very long time. I think very highly of him. I like him, but I just don't have those feelings. Like, I don't, that just never triggered in my head, like, oh my goodness. And this is new to me this past almost 9 years, because previous to this, I couldn't say the same thing. And I've been married before. We all know this. And there were plenty of times where I was like, that's a damn good looking man. Too bad. Ooh. I'm married. I mean, up until the
maybe
past
by that time, you were already falling
years.
Out of love. Do you think?
And that could be it too. It wasn't truly love. It wasn't
Let's
truly.
Ask Samantha, have you, how often?
No, stop. No, so I agree. Whoa. I find it. No, I find it like really appalling. I don't know if it's like the state you're in the mind where you're like, I don't think it's right to like cheat on your partner, whether you're like, you know, we're together for a short amount of time or a long time or like, you know, forever situation. It's just like, it's shitty. Yeah. And like, if you're in that state or you're feeling like you want to, you gotta communicate and you gotta figure out like, do you want to be with this person or not, and then let it go. So I don't like cheating. I don't believe in it.
Ditto.
And so it honestly appalls me. Like, I can find people attractive. I will tell you a list of people that I think are attractive, but that does not mean that I want to, you know, betray my marriage, right? Or I want to, like, I have lustful thoughts of them and want to, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever, think about someone else when I'm like having sex with my husband. If I want to do that, I need to evaluate, like, is this maybe the person that I should have chose to me? So I find it gross to think about. I don't want to like kiss somebody and have them kiss me and hands all over my body. Like, it just grosses me out thinking about
it. And is that just,
so I agree with you, Heidi.
Is that
like,
just in
you
your marriage now? Is that just in your marriage now? Or has that always been the way you were?
Well, I've never been married before.
Yeah, but you've been in relationships.
I've never been married before. So, right. And I will say that, like, again, you're more tempted, or I was at least, to be like, entertain situations because you were, again, not in love, or you're like out of love, or you're just like, you know what, I want to change things up. So you're going to entertain to a level, which right now I mean, obviously, like, married, I don't entertain anything. I think it's just like, there's just no, there's just no time for it. There's no point for it. But in general, I do know people that do that. They're like, oh, I'm with this person, but like, I'm going to still talk to people. And I'm like, but why? Well, what's the point? Is that what you're going to do?
I see.
Like,
I'm with
like,
you. I'm like, why are you with them?
What you're doing right now.
Yeah. Why are you with them then? I agree with you. I never acted on it in the past at all, but I could look at a man, or I would see a man and go, ooh, that isn't a good looking man. I could totally get on that. But I'm not, because I'm in a marriage or I'm in a relationship, right? So I agree with you 100%, but I at least in
and
the,
now
my past,
you don't even
but
think
I don't
that.
Even,
now you're not even like, oh, I'd get on the, it's
yes,
gross.
No, exactly. Now
yes,
I don't,
it's gross.
My brain never, ever, ever triggers on, oh, that's a really good looking man. I could, nope, doesn't even touch on that. Mm. And I tease about Ron DeSantis, but I can, God's honest truth, if he was standing in front of me and Jeremy goes, yep, there's your kitchen path, you get it. I would not find that sexual whatever. I would not. It's a joke, right? When I make those comments, it's a tease.
Let me ask you girls this question. Do you guys believe that in general, for most men, we don't if you were to say, do you find that person sexually attracted? Most men would be like, yeah. I mean, men look at women and that's,
yes.
I mean, it's instinctual.
I'm not saying a man's going to
act on it, right. But it happens more often than it does for women.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, I would agree. I definitely think so. You're talking about a different, men and women are different, and that is definitely, I think, one of those ways that men are different. We've talked about this before. It was like, you guys have got to watch these DVDs by this Christian priest or pastor that helps like marriage couples. And he does these retreats and whatever. And we've talked about him before. It was like, just watch them. They're going to entertain you, whether you're married or not married. You're going to enjoy them. You're going to be entertained. And one of the things he says is like, men are very bucketed in their brains. Very. And sex for a man is not like it is for a woman. It's just not. And I think that and this is why when I hear like men are cheating, yeah, that man should freaking not be in that, you know, not be cheating. But at the same time, the woman knows he's married. What the hell are you doing? Because it is not the same for a man as a woman. There doesn't have to be some special emotional connection. There doesn't have to be, you know, it's the feelings of all of those things aren't there. Should he put himself in those positions? Absolutely not. But at the same time, if a woman knows that a man is married, dude, get your paws off, because men don't operate and think sometimes with the right head they bucket things.
I had a friend of mine who
that does not give you okay.
Who, was telling me, you know, so I'm just going to say
I'm teasing you.
She was struggling with her, you know, husband, and she finds him cheating on her, and it was the first time. It's never, you know, had never happened. Whatever. They had kids, and you know, she was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna leave him." And I gave her some advice that when I tell other people, they're like, "That's what is wrong with you?" So, and this is the advice that I gave her. I said, look, here's the thing. Ending the entire whatever marriage and, you know, breaking up the family for a mistake like this, he's stupid, right? He should not have done that. But, you know, if you were to ask me, do you think he loves that person who he cheated with? Most likely not. Most likely it was just a... And I don't think for a first time, you know, offense, you should end the relationship in a marriage. I don't think if you were to weigh it on a scale, right? And I'm not telling, she was asking my advice and I gave her my advice. I said, look, now if it happens again, then now you have somebody who is a habitual and it's going to continue, right? So, but
at the same time, she needs to also look at the situation and go, am I doing everything I need to be doing to make sure, right, to take care of his needs, one. And then two, what was the situation? Is he doing, because there's two sides to it. Look, if a wife is cheating, you better ask yourself why she's cheating, because it has something to do with the home. You are doing something wrong as the husband, period. I mean, the rare instances where that's not the case, that's rare. But if a woman is looking outside of her home, then something is not being taken care of inside of her home by her spouse or her significant other, whatever.
In general, I think for a woman to get there has to be a buildup to it. Whereas men, a moment of weakness and boom, you know what I mean? Like
and that's why I go back to two things, right? A man is going to, a man's going to react in a moment of weakness because something's not being taken care of the home sexually. It's always sexually. The men I know that have cheated, It's been, well, my wife's not been there in my bed for 6 months or 3 months. I think one of them was like 3 months. She's not been in my bed. The other was like 6 or 9 months. And I was angry with the one. And to this day, he knows it. So if he listens to this, I don't give a shit. Because his excuse was she was sick. She had cancer and she was fighting for her life. And I told him point blank. I was like, you piece of shit. I don't care. I don't care. You don't go. But that was his excuse. Whatever. And then to your point, you have the ones that are just like, they're just scumbags. Like, why are you married? Right. Because clearly you don't love her and you're just going out there anyways. But I've also known a couple of them where the woman was like, kind of what our topic was, is they're holding out because they're not getting what they want out of their husband. Well, does your husband know what it is you're looking for? In, like, if you're that kind of person where you're like, you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. You're not taking care of your side. He's not taking care of it. He's going to go look for it somewhere else a lot quicker than she is.
So I remember.
Well, I will say, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say, you know, as if you would have asked Sammy 5 years ago or whatever, right?
Five years like, ago, Sammy?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. You leave him. Unacceptable. Da, 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 da. But I feel like, I don't know if it's in like my wisdom or my getting older. I agree with you, Saul. I agree with you, Saul, on a first offense, and it's right. still up to the woman to decide what is right for her.
Yeah.
But I heard this quote, and it was like from a movie or something, whatever. I don't know, like a meme, but it was so good. And it was like this daughter, and she was crying, and she's looking at her mom, and she was just like, I cannot believe that you took dad back after this, right? And she was like so disappointed in her mom for not being like, basically like standing up for yourself and be like, no, I'm not accepting that. And then her mom said something that I think was pretty profound. She said, she looked at her daughter, and again, there's like crying and tears and it's like emotional. And she's all like, I chose to forgive your father for the one thing that he, I always screw this up. Hold on. It's like, I choose to, it's something like this. It's like, I choose to forgive your father for the one thing he did wrong because of all the things he did right. It was something like that. Basically, like, you're putting all the things that person did right over this one mistake that they had, and you're going forward with that. And I did think that that was like, you know what? I get it. I got it in that moment, because if it doesn't make it right, doesn't mean there's going to be a lot of things you have to do to gain back trust and to do. It's going to be a long time of that, but you break up everything for one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you, Saul, and that's my two cents. Kind of screw that up. But
it's a good point, sense. Right?
Yeah.
People make mistakes. We're all humans, right? And do you give up? It's like a there's this saying of like,
yeah, your whole,
you
know, life,
you,
right?
You spend your whole
years,
life building like, bridges, and you suck one dick, and you're known as a dick sucker, right?
Oh my god!
Wow. So apparently, my husband and I need to have a conversation.
That was better than mine.
that's the title, Dicks and Bridges.
Dicks and Bridges.
Oh dear.
That's it. But, that's so, it.
Kind of along these lines, I remember years ago, I heard a, I think it was actually on the radio, back when I was listening to the radio, this guy called in and he was talking. He was a religious, Catholic, whatever, religious man. He was married, and he and his wife hadn't had sex in years, right? They had like one or two kids, and after the kids were born, she's just like, I don't like sex. I don't ever want to have sex again. And they hadn't had sex in years. And he was calling up going, I'm Catholic or whatever. I can't get divorced, but I'm married. I can't have sex with other people, but I need, you know, it's a need. I need sex. What do I do? Right. And I guess I would like to throw that out there. You know, if your wife, and she admitted, she's like, you know, I still love you and everything. Pass. I don't want to have sex. I never want to have sex again. And just what do you do in that situation?
Well, I think at that point she's condoned him to go find a sexual partner.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's married in the eyes of God, and he will not cheat.
I understand. Well, but so, okay. I know they'll never listen to this, so I'm going to talk about this because it's my 94-year-old grandmother. She's 94 years old. And my grandfather, God rest his soul, he believed that sex was for reproduction and only reproduction. So she knows the last time she had sex, because my Aunt Heidi was conceived of that last time that they had sex.
What?
And wow. that was it. He was done. And she has not been touched by a man sexually. She's even dated since his death. She's dated other men. And do you know the minute that they get physical with her or try to get physical with her, she ends the friendship and relationship. She cannot move forward beyond that because they want to get physical with her. And she can't operate in that. She's 94 years old. I want to say my Aunt Heidi is probably 60.
She has a sex in 60 years.
60,
she's
60.
Still kicking it.
She has Jeez. Not had sex.
Wow.
In that, I'm like, and we, I've like had like full on, there are points in our relation, in my relationship with her where I've looked at her, I'm like, Murma, you need to get laid. Like, you are freaking cranky. You are, you need to get laid. Seriously, because what are you doing? Why are you doing this to your in your life? And she's like, that's how Papa felt. And that if that's how Papa felt, that's the way it was. And there are rumors that he, because he felt that way about with his marriage, that he actually had mistresses or like brothel type of women that would take care of it. Take care of him outside of that.
Wow.
But he's like, the only reason you, and they didn't believe in contraception either. And maybe that was part of it, right? Is five children. They had five children. So how do you not have any more children? You don't have sex.
Yeah. That's a, that was a different time, I guess, when before
definitely different era and different.
I was going to say, some of that's interesting because it's like also like an interesting like conditioning, you know, where you're at, where like someone's been gone and you're still like living in this thing of like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
well. You know,
he passed away in January of 96.
Jeremy, to your moral question that you asked, because I think you know it is, and this is where like there are exceptions, right? In general, this is not advice that you would give somebody, right? But who was saying the story about the lady who had cancer and
Heidi?
I was
Heidi. Okay, so I think they're kind of it's kind of similar, right? Where you know, one person's made the decision, hey, this is not going to happen or I can't or whatever. And if the couple decides, like, in my opinion, right, if the couple decides and says, hey, you know what, I understand you have needs and they allow it. The Bible doesn't cover any of that. So whenever a preacher or a religious group takes a hard stance and says no, absolutely not, and that, you know, it's abomination, it's like
that's man did that,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. And I, from a moral standpoint, I don't think it's I honestly don't think it's wrong. And so let me put it another way, and that includes even porn, because some people need that to whatever, you know, stimulate their relationship. And you know, I believe that in general the porn industry is bad all around, right? It's a net bad for people get addicted to it, blah 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 blah. Okay, however, in certain cases when people need it for, you know, because men have any look, women like to say, well, you don't understand the pains of childbirth. Sure, men don't understand it. And I will say this is, I think women have an idea, but they don't understand, because as men have an idea about pain but not childbearing pain, women have an idea about sexuality but not male sexuality. And wars are started because of men who are sexually frustrated. And if they just would release some of this shit, Jeremy looks at me like crazy.
escalated quickly.
No.
We're starting wars all of a sudden.
I made a leap there, but yeah, what I'm not in general,
the
like
hell freaking, a leap.
Not even
one
like
small
wars.
Step.
I'm talking about, like, you know what I mean, battles between people and things like that. Are caused because of people because there's sexual frustration. That's how strong that is. That desire is, and if it's not fulfilled, you know, conflict ensues. So long about way to answer your question. I don't think the Bible answers that. And people who make a hard stop and say no exceptions, it's like no, I don't believe in that. I believe, you know, that person's going to be okay if both couples are. Everybody's aware and there's no, you know, deceiving going on. Right.
Yeah. And the situation I was talking about, like she was the sickness. I mean, the treatments, the cancer treatments, everything she was going through was so severe. It wasn't a matter of whether, cause she was a very sexually active partner for her husband. It was just during her time of being sick, she physically could not, unless she just laid there cadaver style. Which I guess he could have done that. She probably would have let him, to be honest. I mean, I knew the marriage well enough that she probably would have allowed that. But his excuse was, well, you left me alone to deal with your being sick in this for these 6 months, I think it was. And so he used that as his excuse. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but if I'm that sick, and you feel like you just can't, like, I'll lay there for you. I know that sounds horrible, but if that's what you need, but don't you, so now you're going to blame me for being sick, something I have zero control over, so that you can go fuck around with other women and then divorce me and leave me alone and say, well, it's because you got cancer. This is all your fault for getting cancer. And that's exactly what happened. And that, I'm sorry. I'll kill me, a son of a bitch. Nope. You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here. She's threatening my life.
No, but well, suck it up, buddy. It's 6 months of your life. It's not the whole lifetime.
What I would advise him is, yeah, no, man, you know, this is you committed. What I would advise her is you should probably consider letting him, you know, give him a hall pass.
Oh, I don't agree with the hall pass side of it either. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's 6 months.
They're divorced because of what? Yeah. Like, he divorced her. He's like, you got sick on me,
You got sick on me. That's disgusting.
Oh, trust me.
I want to be sick.
Yeah, I wanted to fight for my life.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stage four cancer. On the other side of that, my uncle and my aunt was like, she was diagnosed with cancer. They tried fighting it. It wasn't going well, but she was still fighting it. And she straight up went online. This is back in before like Tinder and all that stuff. She goes online. She contacts the newspaper company on the phone. She puts an ad out in the personal section of the newspaper. Terminal cancer, looking for a partner for my husband. She interviewed women, lined them up, interviewed women until she found the one she thought was going to be right for my uncle. It set up the date, the whole nine yards. She died. They got married shortly after she died. And the woman she basically hired to marry her husband, right? She stayed by his side and took care of him. And he ended up getting cancer and getting sick. Wow. And she took care of him till the day he died.
Sounds like a movie. And I'm like,
that would be me. If I was sick and I knew it was terminal, I'd be like, I'm going to find my husband and my children.
Please don't.
Yeah, interview.
He's like, no.
I'm done with you women. You're all just driving me crazy.
Don't choose to get sick, okay? Don't choose that life.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Okay. Wrong choice.
Yeah, no shit, right?
That was your first mistake.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Should have chose that cancer. Damn.
We should leave it there because we've already gone like an hour and a little.
All right.